Good morning, all. We've been talking about the halachos that we follow as a remembrance throughout the entire year for the Beis HaMikdash that we no longer have. And so a few other halachos that we have in this same vein is that, and again, many people are not necessarily accustomed to this for one reason or another, but there's an idea that when you set a table for guests, that you should always put an extra table there, right? So you have the cynics who like to say that's for the Eliyahu HaNavi seat, but no, it's actually supposed to be a seat that we set in addition to the other seats to show that we are lacking something because there is no Beis HaMikdash that is there. In that same vein, we also have this custom that we should limit the amount of dishes that we have because at a meal, meaning one less food item, because there is no Beis HaMikdash. Understandably, after 2,000 years, it's not entirely clear after so many mixing cultures and all that, what does it mean to lessen one food or over another? Because who's to say that there didn't used to be an extra food, right? There was the gefilte fish and the soup, but there's something else before that. Who knows? And so therefore, that's why I think this custom is not as strongly observed as it once was. And there is also a custom that a woman should not be wearing all of her jewelry all the time because of the same concern that a woman should not be overly beautiful because of the fact that there is no Beis HaMikdash. There is also a slew of customs, as many of us are familiar with, some more than others, as to how we act at a wedding due to the fact that there is no Beis HaMikdash. And probably the most well-known is that the chasan, the groom, steps on a glass under the chuppah. That's a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, the most ironic thing that we do is that we scream out Mazel Tov after we talk about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash at the chuppah, right? The glass is broken, Mazel Tov, no Beis HaMikdash anymore. So that's why in modern times the custom has become a little bit for some people that they actually sing Imashkechech, and while they're singing Imashkechech, they break the glass so to try to limit the Mazel Tov because it just looks weird, and still people say Mazel Tov. So it's ideal probably not to, but okay, that's become the custom, and we like the Jewish people's customs. Other customs that we have at a wedding are things like when we break the plate for the Tanayim, when that's at the Chasan's Tish, when the two moms usually break the plate together. That's also a remembrance from the Beis HaMikdash. Another custom people don't keep as often at weddings, although I think it's becoming more popular once again, is to put some ashes on top of the head of the chasan under the chuppah, as sort of in the place where the tefillin usually goes as a remembrance for the Beis HaMikdash. And there's lots of other interesting things that we do, and some are followed, some are not followed. Do whatever your custom is, but with that we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.